It actually was. It was like a 400-page report, and this was more than a year-long investigation. The Chaffetz's committee, the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, had taken a really hard look at the Secret Service, going back to the whole scandal when the Colombian prostitutes were allegedly hired by Secret Service agents during the president's trip to Cartagena. And since then, the report just lists time after time with security lapses from some just regular people walking by the White House and walked through the outer layer of the perimeter with nobody checked them, to a Czech citizen who with an expired passport who ended up in President, I think it was George H.W. Bush's house, just hanging out for like an hour before the Secret Service discovered he was inside the house. And some pretty bad stuff in email exchanges from agents talking about their trip to Cartagena, where they're talking about, stocking up on Magnum condoms and some other language you probably shouldn't use on the radio. And in the end, it just pretty much says it's an agency in crisis, and the past three directors, including the current one, haven't been able to solve the problems. When I talked to Congressman Chaffetz this week, he told me that he believes that President Obama's safety is, quote, in jeopardy.
Well, then it was a very damning report. Are steps being taken to correct course for the Secret Service, or what's being done in terms of next steps?
Well, Chaffetz is recommending a couple things. He's looking at possibly legislation to bifurcate the dual missions the Secret Service has, because beyond the idea of protecting the president and presidential candidates and such, the Secret Service still looks at counterfeit currency. They still deal with credit card fraud. They still deal with some cyber crimes, and he wants to alleviate them of that. That role. So that could be part of it. He suggests maybe even bringing in, FBI agents in this coming election year to help the Secret Service have a more full staff. And the Secret Service says in response that it's reviewing the committee's report and it has been taking steps and it will continue to take steps to improve its operating capacity.
Wow. All right. Well, I guess that's part of it. Specialize in one area and then you lessen the workload. Anyways, Thomas, fascinating stuff. In other news, Representative Mia Love is now on the committee looking at the sale of fetal tissues after the Planned Parenthood video controversy. What does Love say to calls by Democrats that the committee should be abolished in the wake of the Planned Parenthood clinic shooting in Colorado?
Well, since we had another shooting since this happened, and people, I believe, still remember the gunman who targeted a clinic in Colorado Springs. I talked to Congressman Love this week and asked her, all these Democrats say you're inflaming the rhetoric by keeping this going. The alleged shooter in Colorado said apparently no more baby parts when he was being arrested. And she says that she actually believes the committee that she's going to be part of will actually, help Americans more understand what's going on with this. It's not a Planned Parenthood committee, she says, and this will be about a fact-finding mission and not a mission for political rhetoric. Of course, we'll have to do that wait and see thing when they actually start, holding hearings, if they do hold hearings publicly, and where that goes from here. But she defends the committee as needed to understand this issue.
Well, it's interesting. It seems like previous testimony, and I'm thinking in particular of testimony by the head of Planned Parenthood in the United States, has kind of ended up, I don't know, maybe even slightly embarrassing Republicans in the past. I think this is something that we've actually talked about before, Thomas.
Yeah, the whole controversy over these videos, which are obviously highly edited, and people saw things that they claim they saw, which are not actually in the videos. But the rhetoric is pretty up there. That's right now, and the issue still goes on. However, this committee has not yet met and may not meet till after the new year, and maybe by then this issue just kind of goes away to some extent.
Well, we'll see if it fizzles a bit. Wait and see what happens, I guess. Finally today, Thomas, it appears several presidential candidates have filed to run for the Utah nomination next year. Who's in, who's out, and who has yet to submit paperwork?
So your listeners probably recall this is going to be an interesting year for Utah choosing its, candidate for respective parties because the state did not fund an actual primary. So the parties are doing different things. When it comes to the GOP, they're going to do a caucus, but also have an online voting component that allows people who can't make a neighborhood caucus in one night to actually contribute their thoughts on the candidacies. On the Democratic side, they're doing a caucus as well. So far, we have Jeb Bush has filed to run in Utah, Ben Carson, Chris Christie, Ted Cruz, Mike Huckabee, and yield Donald Trump have paid the fee and are qualified to run in the Utah GOP caucuses. We'll note that we do not have a Rubio yet, which is a little surprising given, you know, he seems to be doing well so far in Utah. I'm sure he's going to get his paperwork in soon. On the Democratic side, no one's officially, you know, paid the fee and submitted paperwork, but they have intent from Martin O'Malley, Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders. They did have intent for Jim Webb and Lincoln Chafee to run, but now, of course, they're not running. Either they're not running or they're not running as a Democrat in Jim Webb's case. So there's still time to file. They still have a little ways to see all that paperwork coming in. But as of yet, most of the, you know, major GOP people, minus Rubio.
Minus Rubio, which is, I guess, surprising given how well he polls here, and his, I guess, I don't know, how would you put it, tenuous connection to the Mormon Church?
Yeah, he was a one-time Mormon, so his Mormon link. How about that?
I like it. Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune. It's always a pleasure to get these updates from you.
Thank you, Roger.
Thomas Burr is also author of the Salt Lake Tribune's Political Cornflakes. You can find a link on our website, kcpw.org. I'm Roger McDonough, and this is KCPW.